Before I begin the Word of God, I'd like to relate a story that I heard recently. It was an email that I had gotten from someone in Springfield. And the story goes that someone drove to church in the morning and parked his car. He was a stranger in this place. And as he parked his car, someone came up to him and says, "You took my spot. You took my place there." The man was kind of hurt, but he says, "I'm sorry." And he moved on. He went into the church. As he went into the church and sat in a place, someone came up and says, "Hey, you took my place." Once again, he wondered, why are people like this? We can sit anywhere we want. So as the service went on, at the end of the service, they prayed. And as they prayed, the man stood up. And they saw the scars in his hands, in his side. And someone asked him, "Well, what happened to you?" And the man said, "I took your place. I took your place." That's what our Lord has done for us. He took our place. And were we worthy of it? Not that we were worthy of anything. But because of his great love, he took our place. Praise God. With the help of the Lord, I'd like to read, with the help of God, Luke, the fourth chapter, chapter 4 of Luke, beginning with the first verse. Praise God. And Jesus said, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God," if thou be the Son of God. The devil knew exactly who he was. He said, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may turn to bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, not in any context that the devil would perceive it, but in the context of the Bible, because the enemy will try to turn the words of God any way he wishes. He'll turn them around to suit his purpose. So if you and I know the word of God, we can turn back and say, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The devil tries to turn things around to make it suit his purpose. He knows our weaknesses. He knows where we'll falter. And we know, because he tempted our Lord Jesus Christ, how much more he'll come after you and me.
fifth verse says, "And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power I will give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it." You're telling Christ, you're telling him that you'll give him the kingdoms, that you'll give him whatever his heart desires. He has everything. You can't give him anything. You don't have nothing yourself. Where is the devil? He's under Christ's feet. He is guiding the way. The enemy has no power over you, dear ones. He has no power at all. He may think he does. But if you put your faith in Christ, and as it says in the first verse, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, being full of the Holy Ghost, the enemy can't touch you. Yes, you'll be tested and tried, but you can overcome these things. God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is on the throne. The devil is under his feet. And he's under your feet because you have the power of God. You have that power. God has given it to you. All we have to do is take it and use it the way God wants us to. And if he has tempted Christ, how much more does he tempt us? Seventh verse says, "If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Christ went through all this temptation, all this, because he was man. And he suffered so that he understood what you and I go through with the temptations, with hunger, with thirst, with pain. He knew it all. He knew it all. So when you go to him and say, "Lord, I can't get through another day. I can't make it without you, Lord. I know what you're going through. I know what pain you feel." Some of you can say this to someone who's never gone through anything because you've been through it. And when that person comes to you and says, "Oh, I just can't make it another day. I just can't go on anymore." And you've been through it, you can say to that person, "Brother, sister, I know what you've been through. And I'm praying for you because I know what problems are. I know, I've been there." So if you know and you understand, you can be a helpmate to that person. And I know it happens daily. Not a day goes by that something don't turn up. Just when you feel like you are on the top of the mountain, the next moment you're at the bottom. But turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your heart to him and know that he is there for you no matter what. The 9th verse says, "And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him," once again, "if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee." See, the devil uses the word of God too, for his purpose, for what he wants. But if we know the word of God, we can throw it right back in his face. For it is written. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus came back and answered unto him, "It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." When the devil puts something in front of you and he says, "This is going to work for you because it is written," stop and think, is that what God says, or is that what he's saying? Or will you say, "Well, yeah, that's right, I'm going to do this." And then, dear one, you pay the consequences. You pay the consequences of your actions. Stay in tune with God. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. For it is written, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Don't push me. You're under God's feet. We have power over you. You have no power over us." But it's hard to say when you're going through something, isn't it? Yes, it is. But we have power in our Lord Jesus Christ. Just turn your problems over to him. Let him know your heart. Cry out to him. He knows your pain. He knows what you feel. He knows when you wake up in the morning, you just want to pull the covers over your head. You don't want to move out of that bed. But you know you have to go on. You have to do what you have to do. Don't worry about him. Just remember, it is written. In the 13th verse it says, "And then the devil had ended all the temptation. He departed from him for a season, for a while." And he does from us too. But if he gets the victory over you, he doesn't have to worry anymore because you're defeated. Don't let him defeat you, dear ones. Don't let him defeat you. Turn back to, "It is written. It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." And the devil fled. He left him. In the 14th verse it says, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about." He went, did what he had to do now. The temptation was over. When you go through it, and it comes to the end of that temptation, go through what you have to go through. The pain may seem hard. The problem might seem overwhelming. But believe me, it is written, and God will undertake for you and me. The devil always comes back. But when he comes back, greet him. Greet him with the word of God. Talk to him in the name of Jesus. Satan, tempter, liar, thief, the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. Walk away. He has no power over you. He has no power over you. If you're going through something today, just remember, he has conquered sin. He has conquered the enemy. I don't know why it keeps coming back. I don't know why Jesus keeps putting these things on my heart. Whatever your problem might be, whatever you're going through, we as the family of God are here for you. We will help you in any way we can. Pray with you. Talk to you. Send cards to you when we don't see you. And maybe we don't know what your problem is, but God knows. And he will undertake in his time. Don't feel defeated. Don't feel downhearted. He will do for you what no one else can ever do. So just turn your eyes upon the Lord and expect from him, because deliverance is there, dear ones. God is there for you. The name of the Lord be praised now and forever. Amen.